You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We're going to be talking about Mike Rice, coach fired by Rutgers after video showed him abusing players. We're also going to be talking about some of the quote-unquote pathways to citizenship that they have been proposed bipartisanly by our Senate. See if this is something that you think would kind of help our immigration and could be one step closer to immigration reform. We're going to be talking about our medical health records and who actually can have access to it. And we're going to be talking about hearing and most common causes of our hearing loss and what we need to do to protect it. So you can see very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your medical questions, your calls at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in medical school, we're given the acronym Monday. Now, Fox News also has given us a great dissertation on hearing loss, and Monday helps us remember the causes of hearing loss. Okay, M would stand for Meniere's disease. Meniere's disease is where you have dizziness, vertigo, hearing loss, ringing in the ears, and some people that have hearing loss could have Meniere's disease. Some could have ototoxicity or certain antibiotics or chemicals that could damage the ear. Noise is a big one. Okay, most of us exposed to 80 decibels for long periods of time could start having hearing loss. A normal conversation is about 60 decibels. I probably go up to 65, 70 maybe. So greater than 80 decibels for longer periods of time can cause diabetes or can cause hearing loss. D for Monday is diabetes. Many people forget that if they're diabetic, they can lose their hearing. Okay, hearing loss is twice as common in diabetics than those who don't have diabetes. Remember, the blood vessels, if they're damaged, okay, then you're going to have issues with your eyesight, you're going to have issues with your kidneys, you're going to have issues with your erections, right, and issues with the heart. Why not the ears? They're a body part. So diabetics are twice as likely to have hearing loss. Now, acoustic neuroma. Acoustic neuroma is the A in Monday. This is a benign, slow-growing tumor that can actually develop on the nerve that connects the inner ear to the brain. Now, acoustic neuromas is what researchers are looking at if our cell phones are linked to acoustic neuromas. Apparently, they said a couple years ago that there was an increased incidence in this, but they really didn't have enough studies to back that up. And it's something that they are investigating because these tumors that arise near the ears, could it be because the electromagnetic waves from the cell phone that is hugging your ear? Most of us use the same ear for the cell phone if you notice it. Maybe we switch ears, but it's hard. You can't hold a cell phone with your shoulder and your ear like you can a regular handset. And so if we aren't comfortable, you know, talking with the, like, for example, let's say you're trying to get your nails done. Okay, or you're on the keyboard, you know, trying to type. You can't hold a cell phone up to your ear. Okay, I mean, that's what Bluetooth is for. So many of you will use the same ear. And then for Monday, in terms of hearing loss, the acronym Monday, Y. Y is for years. As your age increases, so does your hearing loss. And now, they say 18% of younger adults, let's say 45 to 64, have hearing loss. 30% between 65 and 74, and almost 50% of adults over the age of 75 have some degree of hearing impairment. I think it's more than that. I think more of us have hearing issues, we just don't get checked. I mean, I know I have a huge hearing issue with discrimination. I've talked about this. If multiple people are talking in front of me, I can't understand what you're saying. But if I'm in a room like a sound booth or in a studio, I can hear fine. So Don, who works vowels, I can hear him perfectly because it's the only sound I have to listen to. But if there's other sounds and conversations going on, I can't hear. So I have a speech discrimination problem. Hearing aids may help with that, but I would not be included in these numbers. So my guess is most of us start to have some loss of hearing and our acuity. And I blame the music I listened to in the 80s. I mean, Def Leppard, Depeche Mode, Rush, you know, all the stuff I used to listen to. I think that's what did it to my ears. Now, you have a couple different types of hearing loss. You got the conductive and the sensorineural. Now, your conductive hearing loss is where the sound waves just can't get to the inner ear. So it could be because you have earwax buildup. You could have an infection. So you have fluid behind the eardrum. So you really can't get, you know, if you have an ear infection, a lot of times your hearing will go down a little bit because you have all that inflammation and fluid buildup. So the little inner ear workings behind the eardrum and the fluid and the infection really can't do what it needs to do. Sometimes you could have a damaged eardrum. If you perforate your eardrum, that also messes with the sounds being conducted to the inner ear. So that is more of a conductive. Okay, that though isn't the most common type. The most common type is your sensorineural. That is where your inner ear or your auditory nerve, they get the sounds, they just don't conduct it that well. All right, and so, you know, what could put you at risk for hearing loss? Well, family history. If you have people in the family that naturally lose their hearing, it absolutely could be genetic. But I think for most of us, it's the music we listen to. It's the jobs we have. If we work in an area of construction, loud noises, teachers. I don't know why teachers aren't allowed to wear, hearing protection. I know certain construction workers and factory workers can. I think teachers need to because these kids screaming. That's, you know, people that work with fireworks, motorcycles. All right. Now, certain medications and illnesses. Remember there was an antibiotic? I think it was the aminoglycosides. Certain antibiotics can actually put you at risk for hearing loss. So my recommendation is if you have been suffering from some hearing loss, don't just, you know, smack your buddy upside, you know, the back going, okay, good for you. You don't have to listen to the wife nagging. Get it checked out. Hearing loss is a disability. Okay, and no, I'm not telling you to go and get benefits, but hearing loss, I mean, if it's work-related, I guess you can, but, you know, if you're driving and you can't hear the sirens behind you, you can't hear that kids are playing, you can't hear somebody yelling at you, all right, that's an issue, which is why I always tell everybody, don't have the music blaring in the car, open the window and listen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, mental illness linked to heavy pot use. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. All right, so Rutgers basketball coach Mike Rice has been fired. I believe 3 months ago, a videotape had aired showing him shoving, grabbing, throwing balls at players, using I guess homophobic slurs during practice, allegedly. I never saw the videotape, okay, but there's been a lot of media attention over the last couple days. He had even received sharp criticism from Governor Chris Christie, and the head of the New Jersey Assembly had called for Rice to be fired. And because of mounting criticism on the state and national level, school decided to take action, relieving Rice of his duties after three largely unsuccessful seasons at the Big East school. You wonder, if they would have done well, would they have kept him? Speaking Wednesday outside his home in Little Silver, he did apologize. He said he let down his players, his family, his fans. He said it was an embarrassment for his family. I don't know the exact quote, but he had talking about how, you know, he comes home and his family's kind of all huddled and they have to deal with the embarrassment of what he's done. He says there's no explanation for what's on this film because there's no excuse for it. I was wrong. Rutgers athletic director Tim Pernetti was given a copy of the video in late November by a former employee. After hiring independent investigators to analyze the tape, he suspended Rice for three games, fined him $75,000, ordered him to attend anger management classes. This is according to CBS News. University President Robert Barkey saw the tape and signed off on the initial punishment. But in a Wednesday email, Rutgers referred to new information and a review of previously discovered issues as the reasons for Rice's termination. Okay, I don't know if we have any of that other information. They say his abusive language, actions, deeply offensive, and egregiously violate the university's core values. Now, okay, this, I think, could cause a huge change in the way coaches treat their players. You know, what's very interesting is many of us, when we were younger, we were abused one way or another by somebody in a superior position, whether it was high school sports, middle school sports, college, I mean, you know, even medical school. You know, I've told you guys about the stories. I mean, you know, our residency director had to, you know, kind of step in and go, you have to stop this. You know, now remember, the surgeons are like the biggest guys. The surgeons are like the biggest guys in the whole, you know, university, system, or the, you know, the medical school system. So for our residency director, I have to stand up to the surgical guys. Right, saying that their surgical residents need to, you know, quit beating up on us because, you know, one of them stabbed me with a needle. We were called every name. I mean, what this coach did, okay, was horrible. But many of us would probably go, well, that's what we dealt with our coaches and the slurs and the insults and the racist and the sexist comments. I mean, that's just what we dealt with. It was par for the course. It was just the, you know, I mean, I just knew that, you know, we were going to get beat up pretty badly, and, you know, it wasn't supposed to happen, but you also didn't tattle. You didn't say anything. You just took it. And from what I understand, things changed pretty drastically, you know, in my medical school. And again, it wasn't the medical school proper. It was the outside doctors we would work with, all right, that were still a part of the system, but not directly in our school. And it was ridiculous what was happening. You know, I mean, you'd be sitting there during surgery and one of the doctors would have a bipolar fit and start throwing the surgical instruments and throwing the tray. All right. And, you know, you had to duck. All right. And, you know, I don't think I was ever pushed. I'm a girl, so I don't think I would ever be pushed like what allegedly happened with the coach, you know, and what was on video. But, you know, in terms of everything else verbally and, you know, being stabbed with an O needle, right, and smacked with instruments. I mean, they would smack you in the hands with instruments. It was really demeaning and it was abusive. But again, back then, you didn't look at it as abuse. You just thought this was just doing your dues, like, you know, fraternity hazing. And it sucked to think like that, but I just didn't. I mean, you know, one of my older, I guess, superior physicians was every now and then grabbing my butt. I mean, I should have gone and I should have said something, but it was one of those things where it's like, you know what, I grab my butt, I'm not going to make a big deal about it, just get through. And I know I should have, you know, probably made a bigger stand than I did, but, you know, luckily with what happened to me, it did change things for future students, so I didn't feel like I had to go and get everybody fired. I didn't, you know, nobody had to get fired. It's just, you know, getting, you know, stabbed with an O needle was inappropriate, and it was, you know, assault with a weapon that could actually have given me AIDS, hepatitis, because we were working on a gang member that had gotten shot, and in the middle of the night, it was just me and the senior resident operating, and he was just smacking me around with the instruments because I wasn't moving the bowel like he wanted to as the patient was bleeding, and then he smacked me so hard, but it was needle first, and it got stuck in my hand, and, you know, I cleaned it out, but I had to go back to the surgery before the guy died. We saved the guy. He was alive and well, but I wasn't going to say anything because, again, I didn't want to get kicked out of medical school. I didn't want to say anything, but people figured it out because what happened is and I told you guys this story, the resident who did that to me the next morning came up to me with I was sitting there holding my hand, it was kind of bandaged up, and he came up to me, didn't say a word, but he gave me a muffin, okay, you know, for breakfast. That's all he said, you know, he wouldn't say anything, all right. So my classmates, who we were waiting for rounds, you know, saw this happen, and they go, oh my gosh, you're sleeping with him. And I go, I'm not sleeping with him. And I go, they go, he's like the meanest, you know, meanest one here, and he's giving you a muffin for breakfast. You are, and I'm not having sex with anybody. He stabbed me, and I showed them my hand, and then unfortunately, well, maybe fortunately, word got to the other you know, our superior side and, you know, superior teaching side, and then things had to change. And it was good. But, I mean, I wasn't going to, you know, narc or tattle or whatever. That's just something you didn't do. You took it and and all you did was you just gave co-students support. That's just how you did. You know, I told you guys a story about one of the kids in my class couldn't find the patient's rectum. We were doing, again, it was surgery rotation, and the surgical resident was yelling and screaming at us. And he said, "What? You didn't do a rectal exam on the patient?" And so, you know, the student was, you know, shaking in his boots. And the resident goes, "You go and you do a rectal now." So the student runs and he comes back and he goes, "I can't do it." And you know, the doctors get mad. The residents get mad. And he's like, "I can't do it. I can't find the rectum." And, you know, he was fuming. And the student goes, "You know what? I'm going to try again." So he goes back, goes to the patient, comes back. "I still can't find the rectum." So before the resident could blow his top and kick him out of school or hit him or do whatever he looked like he was going to do, one of the other students said, "Look, I got this. I'll go with them. I got this. I'll go with them." They both come back saying, "I am so sorry. We cannot find a rectum in him." So he's furious, and we all go up, you know, he storms down the hallway, we go into the patient's room, the poor guy, poor patient, veteran, getting poked around. It turns out the patient had a colostomy. He had colon cancer, and the rectum was sewed up years ago. That's why he didn't have a rectum, he had a colostomy bag. So, I mean, that was actually the resident's screw-up, not that we could say anything or laugh. But dang, I mean, you know, and so, you know, living in this type of fear, no, I don't think it was a proper way to learn. It was just, you know, it was just protocol. That's just the way it was. So, you know, now that when you see, you know, a coach, you know, with abusive language and slurs and physical, you know, contact, negative physical contact with players, like pushing them, is being, you know, addressed and, you know, there's consequences to that. You know, I kind of look at it as, okay, well, it's kind of about time, because we have had for too long, way too long, people in superior positions be abusive. But on the flip side, and I'm not saying anything that the coach did was allowable, but the one thing I am noticing is as people are becoming more aware of it, I am noticing a little bit of a change with some sports teams. Like I see with the younger teams, coaches have to really kick and glove because these kids are going to cry. Now, we have seen the military way of doing things for years, okay? Yell boot camp, okay? Do we need to preserve somehow the sanctity of boot camp, or is the boot camp idea, whether it's in the military, whether it's in sports, whether it's in school, is now considered taboo? Which I think a lot of us would agree, because I don't think there should be abuse. I mean, I don't think anybody should be yelled at and screamed at and slurred at and sexually harassed. I don't think anything like that should happen, even though many of us had dealt with that in our training years. But is somebody going to then, I mean, you know, now kind of poke their nose into what's going on with the military? And do we want that? Okay, I mean, I don't think anybody should be abused or slurred or et cetera, but sometimes we need some form of a boot camp. Now, boot camp could signify heavy exercise, no kitten gloving, a sergeant shouting. But from what we have, you know, we're under the impression, us non-military folk, boot camp is pretty rough. Even rougher than what you and I go through, and rougher than what these kids go through with this coach. And so it's, you know, when do we have a boot camp arena? And when
disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there's still this back and forth on what to do with the path to citizenship for illegal immigrants. From what we understand, 35% of the Republicans support the idea of a path to citizenship, while 60% oppose it. Now, this is according to the latest post-ABC poll produced by Capital Insights. I guess among self-described conservative Republicans, the numbers are even more, I guess, against that quote-unquote path. Now, what are they talking about in terms of the path? Now, I don't have all the specifics, but what I'm understanding is rather than deportation, if you are caught that you snuck into our country illegally and has been living here tax-free, okay, and using our services that we citizens have paid for, we are allowing you a path to citizenship. And that idea already concerns people, because if you get a head start, all right, and there's no consequences for sneaking in here illegally, and you actually have an easier way to become a citizen rather than going through the proper procedure, who would go through the proper procedure? People would just try to come over here, stay here, live, and then try to do this alternate path rather than going through the years and the years of process and paperwork and testing to do the path correctly. So, you know, from what we understand, all right, there are 8 senators who have put forward a bipartisan framework for immigration reform. They say it includes several hurdles that immigrants would have to clear before becoming eligible to apply for citizenship. Sounds like very little repercussions for having been here illegally, okay? You know, it's giving them a second chance, okay? They say that some of the requirements would be there'd be a waiting period. So unauthorized immigrants would be given a work permit that allows them to remain in the U.S. to work without fear of deportation. So I guess if you sneak here illegally, okay, all right, and you decide to take this path, we're going to hand you a work permit. Okay, while many Americans are out of work, 50 million Americans are now below the poverty line, if you were able to finagle getting over here, okay, we're going to hand you a work permit, according to this. The timetable, they say, is likely to be 13 years until you're a citizen. 8 years on the work permit, 5 years with the green card, or 10 years on the work permit, and 3 years on the green card. Any new legislation will also have a cutoff date requiring immigrants to show that they've been living and working in the U.S. for a certain amount of time. The immigration law, they said President Ronald Reagan signed in 86, example, allowed it, granted legal status to anyone who had been here since 1982. Okay? Apparently, background checks. Immigrants, they say, would have to pass criminal background checks and be literate enough in English to pass a citizenship exam. Okay? They say the framework says people with a serious criminal background or others that pose a threat to national security won't be eligible. Advocates want to make sure the criminal checks don't weed out people who aren't hardened criminals, such as those caught driving without a license. Now, fines. A fine between $2,000 and $4,000, plus back taxes for the time they've worked without paying income taxes. Now, how do you know how much money they made to appropriately tax? And will these workers have the financial means to pay the back taxes? Okay? Now, for many of us, we're like, okay, so then fine. That to me makes sense. They were here illegal. They got caught. Now the repercussion is you were living off our schools. You were living off our transportation system, using things that citizens have been paying taxes for. You now need to pay back taxes. The problem is, how do you know how long? They could claim they just got here. How do you know how long? Sure, there's a way to prove it. Sure, there's a way to figure out with power bill, etc. Okay? Border security. They say the Senate framework makes the new green card program contingent on securing the border first. I guess it boosts the number of surveillance drones that monitor the southwest border, adding more Border Patrol agents and enhancing their training and technology, and promises an entry-exit system that catches people who overstay their visas, which is a major source of illegal immigration. And then employer verification. There's going to be that E-Verify system that holds employers accountable for hiring undocumented workers and makes it more difficult to falsify documents to obtain employment. They say employers who knowingly hire unauthorized workers may face stiff fines and criminal penalties. Okay, so you see, I understand why this is going to probably get bipartisan support. You see, there's pieces to satisfy everybody. Okay, the liberals don't want deportation. If you come here illegally, you do anything illegal to, you know, falsify your being here, okay, they're not going to deport you. They're not going to consider that criminal enough. And they're going to let you bypass the main system and do this alternate pathway. That's going to appease the liberals. To appease the conservatives, we're going to be collecting back taxes. Now, the only problem with that is I don't see how practical that's going to be. Then citizenship versus legal status. Okay, are they going to have legal status? Are they going to be citizens? Is it really going to take 13 years? Okay, are they going to be allowed to buy guns? Are they going to be allowed to vote? So this still has to be hashed out. You know, my big problem with this, though, okay, and I don't want to say big problem. I would just say, like, a problem we have, all right, and, like, from our education standpoint, is we're hearing teachers say they have to buy supplies for their own classrooms. There's not enough money for our schools. We don't have enough money to have armed guards in our school system. Remember, we talked about Operation School Shield that the NRA suggested, where we have armed guards protecting our kids at school. So we don't have funds for that. We don't have funds for enough teachers. We don't have funds to take care of our own U.S. citizens. But we do know that kids from illegal immigrants, kids are, you know, benefiting from our school system. And again, they're just innocent kids, you know, so we don't want to give them too hard a time. But it is weighing on our tax dollars, okay? We have some huge financial issues. Stockton, California just finally officially, submitted for bankruptcy and was allowed to file for bankruptcy. Okay, even though Stockton's been talking about that for a year or two. All right, why is it? Okay, well, we're spending more than we're taking in. And my issue with us not being a little firmer, okay, with, you know, our unauthorized immigrants being here and using our services, is if our teachers have to come out of pocket to pay for these kids, something is wrong. If we don't have enough dollars, then we need to collect the dollars. But you can't keep taxing U.S. citizens who you think are rich. When are we going to have these undocumented illegals pay for using our services? Even though this is brought up in this quote-unquote framework, I don't know how practical it is. Now, some of you say, but Dr. Dottie, they do pay taxes. When they fill up their car with gas, it's taxed. When they buy a good or a service, it's taxed. Well, you're true. That's true. They are paying some taxes, but they aren't paying, all right, Social Security tax. They aren't paying Medicare. They aren't paying FICA. All that money that's taken out of our paychecks each and every 2 weeks, they're not paying that. And that adds up. And we have less and less people paying those taxes. Okay, this is something that we got to figure out. I mean, I think it's nice to not deport. I think it's a very sweet thing. I like us to be a country with open doors and let everybody in. But I think the message we are now sending to everybody who is trying to become a citizen, I mean, my family had to. My father, my grandmother and grandfather, they had to get the green card. They had to go through the English classes. They had to do everything right. And it was a multiple year long process. True, they're saying that this process would still take a while, but they're going to be handed a work permit right away. They're going to get to work right away. Well, then, is there any incentive to go through the proper pathway? Just sneak in illegally. All right, let's hit your medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple of the stories that we were talking about today is we're talking about macular degeneration and how there is a medication that actually lowers cholesterol, that lowers cholesterol deposits in the eye, and could possibly stop one of the leading causes of blindness in America and many countries. This cholesterol-lowering eye drop fights macular degeneration because it stops the cholesterol buildup. Okay? Basically, the study examined how cholesterol deposits in these macrophages can lead to macular degeneration. The macula is the part of the retina that allows for central vision. As that deteriorates, we lose our vision. They say our increased understanding of cholesterol's role in the growth of ocular blood vessels helped us identify therapeutically modifiable pathways, opening up avenues for new treatments that may help us prevent blindness caused by macular degeneration. Whew, that was a big, long sentence. Wow. I bet in the fifth grade he would have been in trouble because that sentence was just way too long. So what I think is happening is as with diabetes or high blood pressure, as the blood vessels are destroyed because of high blood pressure or diabetes, your body makes extra blood vessels. This seems to stop the extra blood vessels or the neovascularization that grows over the macula and can mess up your vision. Now, what they did is they looked at these macrophage samples. Macrophages are white cells responsible for fighting infection. They looked at both human and mice with macular degeneration and discovered that they had low levels of this protein. This protein was called ABCA1. And this protein is used for removing cholesterol from the cells. Without the ability to transport cholesterol out of the macrophages, these blood vessels develop in larger numbers, therefore growing, neovascularizing, causing blindness. The mice with the macular degeneration were treated with two types of cholesterol regulators, this liver X receptor and this microRNA 33. Okay, both compounds were put in an eye solution and injected. And what they found is the ABCA1 protein levels rose. It helped lower cholesterol buildup in the white blood cells. So they think this could not only help people with macular degeneration, but we could also use it for arteriosclerosis and we could also use it for cancer. Remember, cancer needs blood, and a lot of it, a huge, hefty blood supply. That's what cancer needs. And so if you are able to block the growth of extra blood cells using this inhibitor, not too shabby. So for those of you that are just salivating at the mouth over the study, it is published, I guess, yesterday in the journal Cell Metabolism. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In medical news, low melatonin may actually boost diabetes risk. Now, to me, this makes sense because of low melatonin, lack of sleep linked to diabetes. But it's just something that we kind of need to be reminded of. And this study now looked at women who had low levels of melatonin and found that they had twice the risk of developing type 2 diabetes over a 12-year period compared to women whose melatonin was just fine and dandy. So they say low melatonin and type 2 diabetes is a link that they haven't been able to figure out. They see an association. All right, you know, maybe when we talk about you're having lack of sleep, putting you at risk for diabetes, maybe it's not that you're not sleeping. Maybe it's because you have low melatonin. And as a side effect of low melatonin, you have some trouble sleeping. But it's the low melatonin that's putting you at risk for diabetes because of some mechanism with the pancreas. Who knows? All right, but there have been other studies that have looked at melatonin levels. Okay, and if melatonin and raising melatonin levels help prevent diabetes. In one study, melatonin supplements were fed to rats, and it protected the animals from developing diabetes when they were fed a high-fat diet. In another one, they found that mutations in genes involved in melatonin signaling were linked with increased risk of diabetes. So if your genes don't shoot up the melatonin, and that's linked to diabetes, of course you have low melatonin. So the problem with the scientific studies is which came first, the chicken or the egg? All right, but when they find these links, or they find these associations, it's at least a start. This latest study involved 370 women who developed diabetes and 370 who didn't. Urine samples were collected first thing in the morning as a way to measure melatonin levels produced overnight. Factors that lower melatonin levels could be sleep disturbances, poor sleep duration, working the night shift, certain medications like beta blockers. All right. I also think alcohol should be listed in that, but I don't know if that's been proven. And so let's say if you get disrupted, you have you're sleeping, you think you have a good night's sleep, you get disrupted, that lowers your melatonin. Or is it that your melatonin is low and you can't fall back asleep? So this which came first, the chicken or the egg, is going to be something that still has to be studied. But the fact that they found this association is already a great start. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you have depression and pain. And your doctor has suggested, of all the medications out there, Cymbalta. And many of you asked, why this one? Well, Cymbalta has been found to help with pain, especially nerve pain. And another study now reinforces this. They say up to 40% of people who have, let's say, chemotherapy, neurotoxic chemotherapy, are going to suffer ongoing nerve pain. Well, researchers at the University of Michigan looked at those people over 5 weeks, and they gave them Cymbalta or duloxetine. And because that's already been known to decrease diabetic nerve pain, they wanted to see what would happen in people who had chemotherapy that was neurotoxic that hurt the nerves. So people would have prickly pain in the hands and feet, tingling sensations, etc. And they found significant improvements while taking Cymbalta. Now, many people are already put on an antidepressant, an SSRI. When they are undergoing chemotherapy, you could get mood changes, you get depressed. It's rough. Going through this therapy is rough. For those of you that have had hepatitis C, that have had to go through the interferon, again, causes mood changes, issues, and, you know, so many times we'll use a medication such as an SSRI to help. But something that could also help with pain at the same time, a bonus. So this study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association. I urge you to check that out. All right, let's see, 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We were talking about how 1 in 5 teen births, so 20% of teenage pregnancy occurs to people who already had a baby. This is their second or third time. So we were discussing about teenagers and birth control, how only 22% of teenagers, after they got pregnant and underwent a first pregnancy, went back on birth control. 78% didn't. I know people are scratching their head at, well, why? Okay, with Obamacare, it's free birth control. Well, not exactly. Remember, with Obamacare, you don't get charged extra with your health insurance. But if you don't have health insurance, no. You can't just go and get free birth control from a doctor. Now, you can get birth control, I believe, from Planned Parenthood for a small fee. I think you can get it from the health department. So there are places you can get birth control. I'm just wondering if it's not so much an access to birth control as much as this birth control is just too hard to take. Remembering to take a pill every single day, all right, and not losing the packet is difficult. It was difficult for me. It's difficult for anybody. I can't tell you how many times I missed a day or forgot to take it. So I'm wondering if a lot of people just give up. And if we want to fight teenage pregnancy, we need to come up with easier forms of birth control. Now, one easier form of birth control, which we do use in teenagers, is the Depo-Provera shot. You give them a big boost, a big progesterone shot, Depo-Provera. It lasts for 3 months. So 4 times a year, you drag them into the doctor to give them the shot. Okay? The only problem with that is you can't be on it long term because your bones could start to thin. Because it kind of shuts down your estrogen production. And some girls don't want to get the shot. And some people just don't remember. Some people just don't remember to take the shot. So while we're scratching our heads and trying to figure out why we have issues with repetitive teenage pregnancy, I think we need to get an accurate assessment as to what is going on with the birth control. Now, it's very easy for people to say, oh, I just can't get it. Well, I mean, you know, if there are places where you could go, is it that you don't want to go to the doctor? You don't want to get it? Is it because you don't want to get a pap smear? Is it because you don't want to talk to the doctor? Is it because you don't have time? Is it because you can't because you have a kid? You know, we really need to get to the root of why these kids aren't using birth control. Love to also get to the root of why they're not abstaining, but that's a whole other subject. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe, and God bless.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.